Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain. Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. We have some important news to share, and that is, Jesse, we have a brand new driver that is a licensed driver at our house, and this is going to change things quite a bit.
Yeah, it's this one is a little bit different than the other ones.
Yes, with the girls, you know, they got their license, and I was like, oh, that'll be nice, because occasionally they will be able to drive someplace, and that will be great. And I think also because we're at a season just with the ages of our younger kids where there are new challenges that maybe there weren't when the girls were getting their driver's license. But Silas is, I don't even know how to describe his personality, like tornadic. I mean, it's like he is just a whirlwind of activity. And it's so interesting because when he was little, he was so shy. He would always hide behind my legs. Remember when we put him in that ice skating class because the girls were doing it and we just felt like it'd be good for him to get out of his comfort zone. I think he was 3 years old and he was so shy. He'd never done anything like that at that point. He would go out on the ice. I think you'd basically have to drag him out to the little section where they were doing their little class. And then he would not stand up. He just sat on the ice.
I don't remember that, but I remember having to like always walk him around and he did his little stomps.
And he wouldn't do anything for the teacher. It was like, yes, he would only do something for you. So it's, yes, like, why are we even paying for him to be in this class? But I remember week after week after week after week, like it got a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. But it's so interesting because then when he started going to school, which was when he was going into first grade, it was like something flipped for him when he got in school and he became the most extroverted child. It was so weird. Like when you thought of your child as being this really shy, really quiet, and then all of a sudden something changes and they turn into this just social butterfly. I mean, I remember he would be bringing home these scraps of paper with these numbers on them and he'd be like, hi mom, I'm going to have a play date with Jack. Here's his mom's number. He's coming over tomorrow. Like you're supposed to text her and tell her. And I'm like,
interesting. Cause he's the exact same way still.
Oh, I know. And so now he is just this whirlwind of activity. You know, he's always in multiple sports or on multiple teams. And
multiple friend groups.
And it's like, if he ever has a day where he's home for half the day, it's just like, what am I going to do? He came home from being gone for a week at camp, went straight into subbing in a baseball tournament, had three games, and then was coming home from that. And he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm thinking, you know, if I were you, I would be passed out in bed, so exhausted, so tired, so hot. And he's just like, I'm going to see if we can go to the mall, me and Noah. Anyway, so all that to say, him getting his license, because it's a part-time job just to keep up with all of his activities, all of his practices, all of his social events. And he's always making plans on the fly.
Not to mention that the practices start at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really incredible. And I think third child, it was funny because we went to the DMV, which, by the way, if you missed our episode on the whole experience of me trying to get my real ID, go listen to that to give you a little bit of backstory for what I'm going to share about the DMV, but
driver's license.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
The motor vehicle registration office or something. No, what is it called?
That's DMV. It's the driver's license service center, I think.
Okay. Sorry. The DS.
Just the driver's license station.
DLS. Okay. So we go there for him to get his license, and he had his 6 a.m. practice. So you brought him there to meet me, which I'll tell why in a minute. And then he passes his test, he gets his license, and we're like, you can drive home. And we let him drive home by himself. We had 2 cars. We're like, hey, you can drive home.
Yeah. And I was tracking him while we were on our way, and he was still in the parking lot. And I don't know what he was doing, but he was like, I called him and I said, hey, you leaving? He said, well, are you going to follow me? And I said, dude, we've already left.
He was probably texting all of his friends pictures of the fact that he had gotten his license. I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing.
Well, also, he was getting our vehicle confused with another vehicle that looked just like ours that was still in the parking lot, and he never saw us leave.
Yes. But so he drives himself home, does great. And then you had him wait a few days because then realized we needed to get him on the insurance. So we got him on the insurance. So today was the first day that he could officially drive because now he's insured on our vehicles. And so we let him go drive to a friend's house. And it was so funny because like an hour after he left, we did say goodbye, you know, be safe, be careful. And an hour after he left, I thought, oh, we should probably check and make sure he got there. And I just realized how, I don't know if it's the third child. I mean, we've always been pretty chill about things, but with him especially, I just feel like you and I are both so ready for him to be able to drive places.
Well, and he's very conscientious. He's such a good driver too. So
yes, and that's the thing, like, you know, obviously if you didn't feel like he was a really good driver, then we wouldn't be just letting him go do that. But I love how he's mapping out his routes ahead of time and stuff and just making sure he feels really comfortable with where he's going and stuff.
We ought to make him do it on MapQuest.
Like the olden days, yeah, this is what we had to do.
Print it out.
So the DMV update, very important update.
DMV.
Sorry, the Driver Services Registration Center, whatever it's called. The DMV is just easier to say.
Yeah.
So I did a bunch of research, which I'm not a person to research, but I also did not want to go there and wait for 6 hours. So we knew Silas had his driver's test, and that was, we already had an appointment that we'd made weeks ago for that. And so I was like, if there's a way that I can go and get my real ID, since now we have our marriage certificate, if I could go and get it while he was there, that would be great, because kind of kill 2 birds with one stone. And so I researched online, and basically, you know, a lot of people had said to me, why don't you go to an area like a smaller town or someplace that's, you know, not where,
even
maybe
even a different county.
Yes, different county. And because in the state of Tennessee, you technically can go to any driver's registration service, whatever they're called, and you will be able to get helped. But everything I was researching online, and this was just in the past few days, was saying they are so slammed in the smaller towns that they're actually turning people away if you are not in their county. Or if they're not turning people away, the wait is still 5 to 6 hours. So you could drive an hour to go to this smaller town and end up being turned away and then have to drive an hour back, or you could end up waiting 5 or 6 hours. So it was just too risky to try that. So I researched, what are my other options if I don't go to a smaller town? And everything was, go on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday and get there before they open and go stand in line. So last time when I had gone, I'd gone on a Monday, which I guess is the worst day to go. And also I'd gone mid-morning because according to the app, it said there was only 15 people in line, which is probably the utterly worst time to go. So there was a line outside the door of at least 40 people. And then by the time I got in the door, there were at least 80 people waiting, already ahead of me in queue. So, you know, and then when I got up there, she said I didn't have the right marriage license, if you listened to the last podcast. So this time I decided his appointment was on a Tuesday. So Tuesday is supposed to be a good day to go. His appointment was at 10 a.m. and they were supposed to open at 8:30. So I thought, what if we get there an hour to 45 minutes before they open and stand in line, and see if that would be faster, because at least then you're only standing in line with the people who are outside the door. So you're going to probably cut down significantly because there's not going to be anybody inside waiting. And so we get there and I thought, we got there 45 minutes before. And I thought, I bet there'll be like 15, maybe 25 people waiting. There were at least 40 people waiting, I think. There were people with camp chairs. I don't know what time they got there at, but they were right at the front of the door. They were camping out. And the great thing was, is that when we got in the door, it was pretty fast. And then it was different than when I had gone before. And maybe it was because there were fewer people, but they were splitting people up based upon what you needed to have done. So if you needed to have your license renewed, or if you were taking a driving test, or if you were taking your learner's permit test, or you were switching your license from another state, whatever it was, they had kind of four different pathways and they were splitting people up based upon that. Well, so if you were there for a real ID, then they were putting you in one group. Well, there were only seven people ahead of me getting a real ID because I got there when I did. And so I was eighth person in line, which was incredible. Like, I thought I was going to be waiting for all of these people that were there ahead of me. And no, it was only eight people. And very quickly, like I would say within 20 minutes, the line for the real ID had significantly picked up because there was a lady that came in and she was 24th in line. And that was, she just came just a little bit after me. And so it worked out to go on a Tuesday and get there before they opened. Because then I ended up only, they opened at 8:30. I think I got in the door by 8:40 because line moved pretty quickly because there wasn't anybody inside. And then I was completely done and walking out at 9:40. So, and then it was great because Silas was able to, there were only a few people ahead of him for driver's tests. And so he was able to take his test even earlier because he was there early and in line. And so we were out of there by 10:02, which I had prepped myself that it was probably going to be at least 3 or 4 hours. It might be 5 or 6 hours. And so that just felt amazing. It's like prep for the worst. And then when the worst doesn't happen, it feels incredible. But now I have a paper real ID and my actual physical copy is supposed to come in the mail. It used to be 4 weeks, but they're saying it's more like seven now. So we'll see. But the good news is I also applied to get my passport renewed. And that we didn't even pay for the expedited because I don't need the expedited. I'm going on an international trip in September. So I don't need an expedited. So there was no reason for us to pay for that. And they have turned it around very quickly. I just got an email today that one, I don't understand exactly. They said there's two mailings. One of the mailings has already been sent. But the second thing they sent me today said, your passport has been approved. And we're working on putting together your passport book and it will be coming, it will be mailed very soon. And we just submitted it last week. So I was excited about that. By the way, if you want to renew a passport, you can renew it online, but taking the picture is quite interesting. They have very, very, very specific details of what needs to happen for the picture. And so for us to find a white wall in our house that didn't have any sort of shadows, and then you couldn't have certain kind of jewelry. You had to have your hair a certain way. You could not smile. You could not show teeth. And it was just a whole thing. But apparently they approved my picture. It looked like the...
It wasn't that bad.
It was a mugshot.
It was not that bad.
I mean, try taking a picture when you cannot smile and you cannot show your teeth. And you're going through
customs when you show it. You never smile going through customs unless you're in another country. Tell you to smile.
It was pretty embarrassing. I did share it online though because I thought it would make people laugh. But anyway, so hopefully sometime in the next 2 months, I'm going to be fully licensed with both a passport and a real ID.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Maybe your child's struggling with a specific subject, or you feel like they just need extra help with their homework and you don't feel qualified to help them out. Or they're asking questions, or you just feel like in school, they're not just really at the pace that you would like for them to be, or maybe they're not being challenged enough in their class. IXL is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies, and it's designed to help kids really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Silas used IXL in his math class, and he loved the data points that it gave him, and he loved how he was able to work ahead, and it just really motivated him in math, and is someone who really loves to see, you know, exactly where he is and all of the percentages and all of that. It was perfect for him. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms, so it gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And you can save time because one subscription gets you everything. You can use it for kids from pre-K to 12th grade. And a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL, so it can save you money. 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. use IXL. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Crystal Payne Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, that was a long introduction to share what we were going to talk about today that I didn't even tell you. And that was, we recently went on an overnight trip and I talked about it on Instagram, and so many people asked so many questions about it, and we just found it very intriguing the way that we did it. So I thought we would do a podcast episode on it to share more details. So we realized that it was Memorial Day weekend and Catherine would be off work. She's living in Murfreesboro this summer because of her job. And it would be the perfect time for us to do an overnight getaway. So we asked her if she'd be willing to watch the kids, which she was. And so all three of the older kids kind of tag team to watch the younger kids. Because of our schedules, we literally had 20 hours to be gone. And so we made the most of it. And I know that it's easy sometimes to feel like, well, you know, that's hardly any time. And a lot of times you can talk yourself out of doing something because it feels like, well, what's the point? Even it's 20 hours, but it was 20 hours. Mm-hmm. And so we just were like, we're going to make the most of it. The last, I would say, 2 months, there's been a lot going on and things just with a lot of different areas of our life. And so it's just felt like we hadn't had a lot of time to be able to talk about things. And so one of the reasons for us to just get away was to be able to talk and plan, set some goals for the summer, because this was at the very beginning of the summer, and talk about the fall, what that was going to look like, and just really be able to have quiet space to think and plan and be together. And so that was our hope for it. I think we also were really hoping to just have fun and to be able to get some sleep. That's a big thing. And so at the beginning of it, because I felt like there were so many different things that I needed to talk to you about and figure out because we hadn't gotten a chance to do that. But I didn't want it to feel like it's just a big business meeting or we have this big agenda and we got to get through all this stuff. And so right. we actually sat down and we made a plan before we got out of the car. We wrote out, like, these are the things that we want to accomplish during our 20 hours. And these are the things that we need to talk about. And so then we had a plan. And I don't know for you, Jesse, because your brain works differently than me, but that was really, really helpful for me to just have it on paper. Good. So then when we left after the 20 hours, it wasn't like I knew that I would otherwise be like, we should have talked about that. Yeah. We didn't talk about that. And so that was really helpful. And I think for us both to get on the same page of like, this is what you need. This is what I need. This is what we need. And just really getting that out and talking about that and then mm-hmm. writing it down. And the other thing was Since we only had 20 hours, also because at that point I did not have a real ID or a passport, so we couldn't fly anywhere. And so we just decided we're going to stay local. And so we got a hotel that was in our town. And that just simplified things because we didn't have to worry about traveling anywhere or, you know, it's literally just like throw some things into backpacks and leave. And if we forgot something, we can always come back and get it or we can stop by Walmart.
Right.
We didn't actually end up forgetting anything. And so also one of the things that we wanted to do was to try to fit in some ABC dates because most of you, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that we're trying to do ABC dates. We started last year. We're trying to finish it this year. And so we were on the letter R and S, I believe. And so we're going to try to do both of those. And you had picked some places. And it was just, it was so nice to go into it with a plan.
Right.
I just felt like that was, because then I feel like for some reason for me, it took the pressure off of like, I was able to just enjoy it more. And also, it felt like there were so many things we needed to talk about. But then when we actually sat down and we're like, okay, what do we need to accomplish? What do we need to go over? It wasn't that much. Mm-hmm. And I feel like writing it down kind of took it out of my head. So then there was this freedom in my head of like, oh, we have it on paper. We can talk about that. So it was, I'm trying to remember, was it Sunday night and Monday? Because Monday was Memorial Day. So it must have been, we went Sunday afternoon through Monday morning.
Yes.
So Sunday night, we went to, so I think we left our house around, feels like it was like 4:30-ish or something like that.
Yeah, late afternoon.
And then we were able to spend some time just, you know, mapping out what the plan was going to be for our time together. And then we went out to dinner at this nice restaurant that we'd never been to before. And that was really fun. It was really nice to just like enjoy a dinner out. And during that dinner, then we actually ended up talking about our goals. So we spent the first evening really mapping out the next 9 months. And it was just good for us to both talk about, you know, what do you need? What do I need? Because I think that that's something that just in the juggling act that is our life often, we don't have the space to really sit and think, like, what is it that I need when we're talking about the schedule?
And just to cut you off there, the significance of 9 months wasn't the fact that you're pregnant. Just clearing the air on that one.
I had to go shut the door because I was hearing little children in the background. And no, that shop's closed. That, like we told Kirsten, Mama has gray hair. She's too old. Anyway, then Kirsten was like, "Well, let's just go pick up a baby then," because foster care and adoption just really can mess with a little child of their understanding of like how you get a baby, and just like we'll just go get another one. And I'm like, no, that shop is closed for us too. We're going to have grandchildren. That's what's coming next. And no, that is not an announcement. There are no grandchildren coming. I should also clarify that. The next babies that will be coming will be grandchildren, but it might be another 7 or 10 years. I don't know. Okay. That was a little rabbit trail.
But we had to clarify that because you did say nine months. And okay. People would probably be like, well, why are you having this meeting? And
let me make more sense of that. So it's more so I was thinking of, so we're starting summer. So there's, you know, 3 months for summer and then the semester for the fall and then kind of spilling into starting the new year. So we're just kind of thinking 9 months out because it's hard at this season of life to plan much more than that.
Right.
But I think it was just so good for us to both say, you know, what do we need? Like, I just think it's a really good question to ask your spouse or, you know, your coworker, your child, like, what do you need right now? What do you need for this fall? Like, as we're talking about our schedule and as we're talking about, you know, how we're going to kind of fit things in and work things out, what do you need? And I think that that was really helpful for you to have the space to voice that. Mm-hmm. because I don't think it comes naturally to you. I'm much better at saying to you what I need.
Oh, yes, you are.
And you, that's something that you have to, I don't know what the right way to say it is.
I don't stand up for myself very often. Mm-hmm. And usually am trying to do things for other people. Mm-hmm. And let other people's schedules dictate my schedule.
I think this is part of a bigger, broader conversation, but something that we've been discussing, and I think there's this recognition that you don't value yourself enough to sometimes stand up for yourself or ask what you need. You can just let other people run over you.
Right.
Would you say that's accurate?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so that's something that, you know, just giving you that space to say, what do you need? And for you to share that. And for me to listen. And for me to receive that and be like, okay, how can we make that happen? And so to start with that when we're talking about our schedule. And another thing that I've really been working on is I was in my mastermind a few months ago and just had this big aha moment. And that was how I, for years, I really feel like have kind of fit our life into the business versus mm-hmm. building the business around our life, like right. having our life be the priority and then building the business around it. And that's hard. And I feel like in a sense that is a bit of a privilege because there are seasons and there are situations where people cannot, you don't have that choice.
Right. And honestly, I think that that's something though that is quite endemic with people that are, have started their own business and run their own business from their home is that is what is the center of their life. And then they build their actual life around the business.
And I have to wonder, as we're talking about this, how many people listening don't have their own business, but they also have built their life around their work versus building their work around their life. And I think it's just, we live in a society that so much of your worth comes from your work. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, what do you do? And that means like, where do you work? What is your job?
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's just culturally, it's just kind of how we roll.
Or even when you ask the question, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's most of the time, all tied to your work.
Yeah. Like I ask people, tell me about yourself. Like that's a question I ask a lot. And a lot of times that will be kind of some of the first things that people say. And so anyway, I've just been challenged with this because I realize we are in a position, like I do have choices. I don't need to be building a life around the business. I want to be building the business around our life. And so how do we do that? And so that was really one of the things going in to this for us to have that conversation too of like, what can this look like? How can we make changes so that there's just not, I'm not working so many hours? Because honestly, this year I've worked a lot of hours. I'm turning in a new book, so that's extra stuff. But then also just with me stepping into a new role in the business, there's just been a lot. And then we've hired on, I think it's 7 or 8, I've lost track, new people, which is, you know, when we have a small team, that's a significant growth point. And there's just been a lot with that, which, you know, the ultimate goal is that's actually going to help me and my team be working less, working more efficiently, streamlining better. But in the building stages, like there, we've just kind of been in a lot of building stages this year. And so there's been challenges. I feel like kind of going back to some of those early years of the business where it just required a lot. Mm-hmm. And we knew when we made some major changes with the business in October, November of last year, that there was going to be a significant shift in my hours for a season. But I think my big thing now is, okay, we've hired on these people, we've set up these systems. I want to make sure that I don't fall into a rut of this is a lifestyle, not a season. Mm-hmm. So how do I get out of this season now? Because it's time to move to a new season. It's time to build a life around the business. And did I say that right? I keep the business around our life. So start with the life.
Right.
And then fill in the pockets with the business. And so trying to just figure out ways to do that. And so having the conversations that we had of, you know, what do we want this to look like? And the other thing is, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast, but in the fall, all six of our kids are going to be in school for the first time ever. I mean, our three older kids were in school and we had no younger children for a while. And so we have experienced that before, but it's been a number of years since we've experienced that. And that's just really crazy. Now that it's not going to be full time because David and Micah will only be 4 days a week, four mornings a week, but still, that's a huge change.
It's a huge change.
And so just wrapping our heads around that and, you know, what does that look like and what changes will we make as a result of that? And it kind of frees up some space, Jesse, for you and just saying, okay, what do we want to do with that space and where's your heart? And so it was just really good for us to have those conversations. So we did our estate on Sunday night. And then we came back and we played pool at the hotel, which is so fun, other than the fact that you really smoked me. That's except for that then you...
It happened.
Then I ended up winning. But I
okay. Yes. Stupid Abel.
We don't say stupid, remember? When I was a little kid, I had an NIV Bible and it had the word stupid in it. We weren't allowed to say that growing up. And so I actually crossed that word out like really deeply on the Bible so that you could not see. Anyway, but it was just fun. Like I felt like for us to just have the space to be like, let's play pool and just really get into it and enjoy it and not be interrupted. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, as we're recording this podcast, talking about how good it was for us to be away and have that time away, we've literally been interrupted.
Like five times.
More than that, I think at this point. And so that's our life right now. And, you know, when you just have multiple young children and it's just part of the thing and we're working with them and they're learning, but it's a work in progress. So then we were able to, the next morning, we went to I'm trying to think what the name of the, it was a coffee shop that started with an R. What was it called?
Yes, the Red Bicycle.
Red Bicycle. I was like, Red Pony? No, that's a restaurant. What was it? And it was so funny because we slept in, which by the way, we got an amazing night's sleep, except for waking up at 5:30 in the morning, all of a sudden panicking because you were like, did I tell Catherine to make sure to do this with David and to do this with David? And then it's just when you are full-time caretakers and you have a child who has significant disabilities, medical complexities, like there's just always in your back, in the back of your head, no matter where you are, even if they're with really great people who you can fully trust, it still is that responsibility that's on your shoulders. And I think just recognizing even just the weight of that, it's heavy. And we had to just be like, okay, we're going to trust God. He's going to protect David. She's really great with taking care of him. I'm sure she's got it. And when we came home, you asked her specifically, like, did you do X, Y, and Z? And she absolutely did. So, you know, we can trust her. She knows what to do, even if you forget to remind her. So we went back to sleep and ended up getting like kind of the best night's sleep that we've gotten since our last trip to New York City.
Right.
Overnight. You have your Apple Watch and I have an Aura Ring and both of them were like, what did you do last night? Because the sleep was so good. Although I will say that finally, our three younger kids who have struggled a lot with sleep. I just think of when you have three kids close together and there's just been a lot of upheaval and trauma and all of that. I just think that, you know, and just the in and out of like, you know, having a baby we fostered and then reunified and then, you know, it's just, there's just a lot. It feels like there's somebody is always waking up in the night and sometimes somebody's always, it feels like somebody's always sick at our house or somebody is always struggling, you know?
Yep.
And so it's been a lot of years of not great sleep for both of us, but we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel because Kirsten has been sleeping so much better. David, for the most part, has been sleeping so much better. And Micah is really more and more sleeping. So it's like, yeah, we are starting to be like, oh, we can actually fairly consistently, and by that I mean, I feel like 3 to 4 nights a week, most weeks, we are starting to get good sleep. And so that's huge progress, huge progress. But anyway, so we got great sleep. Then we went to the Red Bicycle coffee shop. And the night before, we had been dressed up and we'd gone to this restaurant. Of course, we saw nobody. Then the next morning, I was like, oh, no big deal. I'm just going to, we slept in and we wanted to go to the coffee shop. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to roll out of bed. And I literally wore what I wore to bed. Didn't look in the mirror, didn't fix my hair, didn't do anything. Wore my glasses. I mean, I show up on Instagram like that all the time. But of course, we walk in and there's like multiple people that we know at this place. And I'm like, I never even heard of this place. And it's like off the beaten path. And then apparently it's the hangout for all the people we know. But you just had to laugh at that. And so then the next morning we were able to, the night before we'd kind of talked about the goals and the foundational stuff. And so the next day we were able to really map out, okay, what does this practically look like? Like, how do we know the what and the why. Now let's talk about the how. And it was just so good. Like, it was just so good. And I think 20 hours feels like not much, especially if you throw in that, you know, we actually got 8 hours of sleep, but it felt like so much time. And it was such a gift and such a blessing. And so I just wanted to share this because I think sometimes you can fall into a rut of feeling like, well, you know, we don't have 3 days to go on an overnight trip, or we don't have money to do something, you know, go fly somewhere. You can come up with creative ways. And it could even be, you know, it's like, send the kids to the grandparents' house, or swap with some friends where your kids will go and spend the night at their house and you have the house to yourself. If you, you know, don't want to do a hotel or can't afford a hotel, and then you, you know, a few months later, you watch your friend's kids so they can do the same. You know, get creative, think outside the box. Even if it's just half a day or 20 hours, you can do a lot with that. And so make the most of what you have. And then also just, you know, going into these situations with talking about what your goals are, what your hopes are to get out of this, the time together, and just setting that ahead of time, I feel like was really, really helpful to us to be able to use the time well and to come out of it with a plan, but also feeling really rested and feeling like we'd really poured into our marriage and just spent time together. Mm-hmm. Any final words? Any final thoughts?
No.
Okay. Well, as always, we'd love to hear from you all. You can send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Share with us, have you had a short overnighter, or maybe you've done something more extravagant? What has worked for you? How do you build into your marriage, even if you're in a season that is really, really full? What does that look like for you? And also, I'd love to hear your feedback on, you know, that concept of building work around your life versus your life around your work. What does that look like for you? And what has helped you to have just a better perspective and more intentionality? I don't like to use the phrase work-life balance because I feel like, honestly, that's so overused and it's really impossible. You're never going to hit a perfect balance. But I think living with intention and prioritization, and how do we do that and how we approach things. So thanks for joining us today. Hopefully all of the interruptions, Jesse, I'm just believing in you to be able to work your editing magic that your people aren't going
to really, kids in the background,
aren't going to be able to really tell much. But if there's weird breaks and cutoffs, you'll know that it was just because kids came in. Although Micah just opened up the door and he just peeked in. Then he goes, I love you, Mom. And then he shuts the door. Oh, sweetie. But also, you really aren't supposed to be opening up that door. Didn't we talk about that? So anyway, have a great week and we will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.